Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Right now, cloudy, 38 degrees, and we have a gusty north wind. The presidential candidates had their last debate, and alleged business dealings on the part of former Vice President Joe Biden came under scrutiny.
President Trump wasting no time at the final presidential debate, accusing Joe Biden of involvement in side deals with foreign sources, calling him a corrupt politician.
He is the Vice President of the United States, and his son, his brother, and his other brother are getting rich.
The former vice president several times emphatically denied the president's unsupported allegation.
I have not taken a single penny from any country whatsoever, ever.
Biden, for his part, accused the president of possible conflicts of interest and having a secret Chinese bank account, an allegation the president also denied. In Washington, John Decker, Fox News.
Police are investigating a shooting that left one man dead outside a Wichita sports stadium where a youth football game was being played.
Investigators say the shooting happened around 10 Wednesday night inside of the Strikers sports complex near a parking lot, but outside of the stadium where a game was being played. Coach Sean Messner tells KSN News he was standing very close to the shooter.
He made a gesture and the other dude said, "I don't care about you having a gun, you ain't going to do nothing." And as soon as he said that, he shot him.
The suspect was identified as a black man wearing all yellow, including his sneakers. He lost one of those sneakers as he ran away, which was picked up by an unknown child. A photo of the man can be found in the news story on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Police identify the victim of that shooting as 31-year-old Marquel Nolan. The Trump administration and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi are closer than ever to reaching a deal on a new coronavirus relief package. This comes less than 2 weeks before the election and after months of negotiating. Fox's Ray Bogan reports from Washington.
If passed, the bill could cost more than $2 trillion and would be comprehensive, covering testing, vaccines, schools, workers, and more. Still, there are disagreements over how much money to give state and local governments and on liability protections for businesses. If that is sorted out, it would be a race to get it finished before Election Day. Democrats are more likely to support a larger bipartisan package, but fiscally conservative Republicans have expressed opposition to spending trillions. But there's still a need. 787,000 Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week, and many businesses are struggling.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has said the deal may not be done until after the November election. A severe and deadly outbreak of COVID-19 that has ravaged the Norton community in Kansas is by far the worst recorded in the state since the start of the pandemic, health officials say.
The Reflector reports that Governor Laura Kelly called the outbreak a stark reminder that the threat of COVID-19 is real, even in rural areas. She said she was directing state resources to assist with the outbreak. The number of active cases in Norton, which has a population of about 2,900, would translate to 5,500 per 100,000 people. A spokesperson for the Kansas Department for Health and Environment said the rate of the infection in the Northwest Kansas community is one of the worst of any community in the country. The local hospital and mortuary are struggling with capacity issues, she said. Two more northwest Kansas counties, Gove and Sheridan, are also spiking in infections. The governor said two-thirds of active COVID-19 cases now are outside of the Kansas City and Wichita regions.
Kansas Information Network's Marco Marquez. Health officials say they are monitoring a Kansas City nursing facility that has reported more than 140 cases of COVID-19 and 3 deaths since September. Kansas City health officials say 98 residents and 44 employees at Garden Valley Healthcare Center have tested positive since the outbreak began about September 15th. State health officials are requiring regular testing and infection control measures at the 156-bed facility. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Seven and 13:30, KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning now. 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Traffic conditions interesting this morning. We're getting reports out there of some snowfall. Ground temperature being what it is, we're not really expecting much in the way of accumulation as far as that goes. But things are going to be wet and slippery out there this morning. Good idea to be extra careful. Traffic update from 98.7 and 13:30 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. After a record-tying 87 degrees in Wichita yesterday, we carved that in half with a high only about 47 this afternoon. North winds will gust up to 35 miles per hour, and we can expect a hard freeze tonight. Our low near 30, sunny and 51 on Saturday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, light snow in the area, fog. 37 degrees, and combine that with a north wind gusting to 38 miles per hour. I got to tell you, it's a little bit nasty out there this morning. 6:11 now, Steve and Ted. Contrast that to a warm and windy day in south central Kansas Thursday, and I mean warm. Wichita's high temperature was 87 degrees, and that tied a record for the date that was set in 1899. 87 for a high, normal high 68. Frost predicted tonight and early Saturday, as you heard in the forecast there. So if you want to protect the plants, here's your chance. 6:12 now, Steve and Ted, on this Friday, October 23rd, 2020. On this date in 1915, tens of thousands of women paraded up Fifth Avenue in New York City demanding the right to vote. 1915. Imagine a beetle that's so strong that it can even survive being rolled over by a mid-sized car.
I've been seeing reports about this. This is fascinating.
Scientists don't have to imagine that because one already exists, and they're going to school on the insect to see if they can learn how its shell design can be mimed to create stronger planes and buildings. The species is called the diabolical ironclad beetle, and it lives up to the name it's been tagged with and then some. A Purdue University civil engineer says it's super tough because its shell can withstand bird pecks, animal stomps, not to mention being able to shrug off a rollover by a Toyota Camry-sized car. Now, when you think about this, I'm going to put this together. It really makes a lot of sense. It's pretty simple. Purdue students say the beetle has a layered armor that is pieced together like a jigsaw puzzle, keeping it from breaking under compression. So it's layered, and it's like a puzzle they put together. It's not just one sheet. How about that? It's called, what is it called? The diabolical ironclad beetle.
Ironclad beetle, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Could be the next, the basis for the next car wax. Beetle wax.
Probably better than that, I imagine.
Beetle
but
wax.
Maybe the basis for the shell of the next car.
Yeah. 6:13 this morning. We got a lot of things to talk about today. In fact, 2 hours from now, if you're still around, we hope you are. Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, will be with us for his Friday morning update on the preview of the Chiefs game. The Chiefs playing at Denver on Sunday.
There's going to be some wintry conditions for that game,
too.
Could be a
little rugged. Yeah, it could be rugged out there. So we'll talk to Mitch here in a couple of hours. That's coming up this morning. And last night, I was on the last evening on the patio in one of the eateries in Old Town. And three of my buddies and I were having a little dinner there and a nice hamburger and whatnot.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, at 7 o'clock, bang.
Cold?
Bang. I mean, the wind came up.
Oh, wind.
Just like that, and the temperature seemed to drop about 20 degrees, just like that. I mean, and Rod, my friend, said, well, there's the front. I said, yep, that's it. And, man,
right.
I mean, it popped. It was there.
time to get out of here.
And I put on, I didn't have a jacket on, I had short sleeves, and I said, I'm going home. I'm getting out of here. You know. So we did, I did, and it was interesting, though. It was one of those, you know, when the fronts come through in Kansas, a lot of times, a very abrupt change. Now, this morning, I stepped outside to get, well, I went over to Quick Trip a while ago, and then I stepped outside to get a paper after that, and I'll tell you what.
Little chilly?
It is nasty out there. It's just, if you're heading out the door, layer up a little bit, because that north wind gusting to 38 miles per hour, whoa, and 37 degrees, whoa, are you kidding me? It is a little bit nasty out there. But
so my walk a little bit later this morning is probably going to be uncomfortable.
Well, bundle up a little bit. You should be okay, fine.
Well, this is, you know, what I've got on is what I've got.
Yeah, and you may be up to about 40 degrees by then, so that'll be nice and toasty.
Okay? Sure.
Okay. Magnitude 3.2 earthquake, 8:17 last night, 22 miles northwest of Ponca City. Jed, I don't have an Oklahoma-Kansas map in front of me, but Ponca City, I'm going to say that's right about south of Harper or somewhere, maybe?
Yeah, let me look.
Yeah, take a quick look at that, because Ponca City is a little to the east of Wichita, I believe, isn't it? You go down and turn left, I believe. So, yeah, maybe about Harper, maybe not even that far west. Anyway, it was a 3.2 earthquake, no real damage reported or anything like that. We haven't had these as commonly or as often or as frequently as we've had them in the past. And I don't know if anybody around here felt the earthquake, but it did. It was near Ponca City.
Ponca City, more or less south, straight south of Wichita. Maybe just a little bit to the east.
So if you're looking at 22 miles northwest of Ponca City, yeah, pretty close to a little west of Harper, straight south of Harper, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know, Haven?
Haven, okay.
Yeah.
People down in that part of the country may have felt that one last night. And the times that in all these years, I think I felt too. I had one near this here in the radio station. Remember that one at one morning? Or were you here?
Yeah, I was here.
It felt like a truck had hit the building upstairs or something.
Well, I didn't necessarily feel it, but I definitely saw these stands that the microphone stand
on. They were wobbling?
They were wobbling back and forth for a while, yeah.
And then I was at home once a while back, just at home and sitting in my straddle lounger or my lounge chair, and I felt one over that time. But anyway, last couple of years, not near the frequency. I don't know if the fracking's backed off and that's because that's what's causing it or whatnot. But an earthquake. I'll tell you something else coming up here in a few minutes, tell you something I saw in the parking lot this morning.
What'd you see in the parking lot? Well, you'll tell us later.
I'm going to tease you right now.
You're teasing us with it, fine.
It was something furry.
It was a critter?
It was a critter.
Critter alert.
Coming up on 6:18, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for Leadoff Sports with Jed Chambers. Talking about Chiefs football, Jed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Denver Broncos, of course, having to deal with Patrick Mahomes and a host of speedy and talented receivers on Sunday. Now they got to deal with a Kansas City ground game that has rookie Clyde Edwards-Helaire and will be adding veteran Le'Veon Bell to the mix. The Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy, well, he makes comment here on Bell.
You know what? He gives us an additional piece to the puzzle. I mean, he's a big back. His productivity over the years it speaks for itself, because we've lined up and played, and when he had those days in Pittsburgh, we know what he can do and we know what he brings to the table. He's a great receiver out of the backfield. He can block. He can pick up blitzes and protection. And on top of that, as a ball carrier, he's you know, at one point in time, one of the elite backs in the league.
Yeah. So you're adding that to an offense that's already pretty high-octane offense. We'll have to see how Denver tries to deal with it. Of course, conditions could be slowing the offense down, too. I mean, they may have some snow out there as well. The Chiefs have beaten the Broncos 9 straight times heading into their AFC West showdown this weekend. The Kansas City Chiefs right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A pregame starts Sunday at 2 o'clock. Going on to college football in the Big 12, number 17, Iowa State looking to improve to 4-0 in conference play. They play at a well-rested 6th-ranked Oklahoma State, so that's going to be kind of tough for them. Cowboys are 2-0 in the Big 12, coming off of consecutive bye weeks after their scheduled open date was followed by their game last Saturday at Baylor, which, of course, was pushed back after all of Baylor's problems that they've been having with COVID-19. The Bears are back to play at Texas, number 20. Kansas State is the only other Big 12 team without a league loss. And, of course, that's the Sunflower Showdown. They host in-state rival KU on Saturday morning. The Sunflower Showdown, KU versus K-State. A pregame start on that one on KFH at 10 a.m. Tonight on KFH.
Wait, where were they playing? In Lawrence?
Manhattan.
Manhattan.
Okay. Yeah, Manhattan. The World Series, L.A. Dodgers versus the Tampa Bay Rays. The series is tied at a game apiece. World Series Game 3 tonight over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. A broadcast start at 6:30. Game 4 is tomorrow night. A 6:30 start for that as well over on KFH. The NFL on KFH Sunday, we have the Carolina Panthers and the New Orleans Saints. A broadcast start at 11 a.m. But for the Sunday night game, there's been a bit of a schedule change. It was going to be Las Vegas game against Tampa Bay, but several Raiders players have been unable to practice this week because of contact tracing due to the coronavirus when one player tested positive. The NFL has decided that since there's a bunch of afternoon games but only one night game, just in case that game winds up getting canceled, they've moved it to an earlier time. So that's going to be the afternoon game now, Tampa Bay and Las Vegas. And the Sunday night game is now going to be the Seahawks and the Cardinals. And that game on KFH, broadcast start at 6:30. So that's what you got on Sunday night football there. And over in Colorado, an arena is getting a name change that kind of fits for an NBA team, but maybe not an NHL club. Here's Fox's Matt Napolitano.
After over two decades as the Pepsi Center, the Denver Nuggets and Colorado Avalanche will now play their home games at Ball Arena. PepsiCo selling off their naming rights to Ball Corporation, originally from Buffalo, New York, and now based out of Broomfield, Colorado, which is regarded for its metal containers and packing and space manufacturing. Ball in recent years has become a recognizable name, mostly because of the production of mason jars. As part of the agreement for the naming rights, Ball Arena will serve all concessions in aluminum packaging by 2022 in an effort to reduce plastic waste from the venue. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And that's sports on Steve and Ted in the Morning.
You know, I just took a look at a website for weather in Manhattan for tomorrow for the football game. Looks like it's going to be mostly sunny and 48, so.
Yeah, should be okay, but it is early. You got to remember that's the noon kickoff game.
Yeah, it might be 40 degrees, but still.
It might be kind of cold, but.
As long as we get some sunshine, it'll probably be all right. All right.
Sure.
6:22 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. What is the best way to discipline your children? That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.